This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Wednesday, January 18th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. According to the leader of one of the largest global unions, Donald Trump will betray the working people of the United States. Philip Jennings is the general secretary of UNI, the global union which represents skills and services such as banking and retail sales. He was asked why he thought Mr. Trump would betray workers in the United States.
He's made promises to the working people of America he's going to set things right. On the evidence that we've seen so far on his cabinet appointment, plutocrats and billionaires, number one. Number two, his suggestion for the Secretary of Labor is a union basher, exploited his own workforce, has infringed labor laws left, right, and center, and on this basis, how is he going to deliver? He set a level of expectations that he cannot meet, and the people that he's surrounded with are not going to deliver the workers' paradise. I doubt his jobs plan, because what is the jobs plan so far? He's heckled, he's promised something on the infrastructure side, he's made a few phone calls to businesses where the unions are already in place, where the unions have been fighting in those businesses for union jobs. Cheap trick. We need a proper industrial strategy, which we need to see. The other thing he's promised to do is to make America great again. I'm saying to him, make America wages great again. We are flatlining in wages in the United States of America. No wage increase for the last 40 years for the bulk of the people. There's a massive uncertainty about jobs because the economy is not delivering jobs. Unemployment is going to grow. And I quite tell you, in terms of uncertainty in the political world, the geopolitical world, it's there.
As the United Nations predicts an increase in global unemployment, the international labor movement is providing ideas for job growth. Radio Labor senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
A new report by the International Trade Union Confederation shows that investing in physical infrastructure such as bridge building or investing in caring for people such as the elderly could create more than 40 million new jobs. The ITUC is the organization which represents national labor centers at the world level. The report looked at six countries, including South Africa, China, Brazil, and India. A previous study of OECD countries showed that an investment of 2% of a country's GDP would increase employment by up to 6%. Most of the new jobs would be taken up by women, but male employment would also be increased. Sharon Burrow is the ITUC's general secretary.
Investing in the care economy. 2% of GDP, part of that social protection floor, you can actually invest in the jobs that will free women to participate in the labour market, that will actually engage women in jobs, in care, that will actually enable women to be freed from the oppression of private care, where it's actually been taken into the home and is so much, in terms of domestic work, a symbol of oppression. 2% in seven countries, you get 21 million jobs, formal jobs. That's worth having. And not only does it create up to 6% more jobs in some countries, including Turkey and South Africa, so this is not just a developed economy piece, but it in fact creates, ironically, in a multiplier impact, around 4% in additional jobs for men. That's worth having as well. If you look at the policies of austerity that haven't served us well, look at the exclusion of women from the labour market, look at women being forced into the informal economy and indeed into marginalised jobs that often we don't even recognise because they have no social protection or minimum wages or other labour rights. We can change this.
The ITUC report also highlighted the extent of gender bias in economic thinking. Spending on physical infrastructure, which employs mainly men, is seen as an investment, but spending on caring for people, which provides jobs for women, is seen as a cost. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
And that's it. International labour news you can use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labour. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.